Mangrove Cove. Xavier Cortada is the artist chosen to create public art for this building, Dante Fussell Apartments. All the works portray mangroves in ceramic tile murals. Here's Cortada.
My work aims to challenge us to find deeper meaning in our present lives by exploring the paths of those who came before us and enliven our relationship to the natural world. Dante Fussell's senior living community is a place where elderly folk with limited resources live, come together, build community, and enjoy life. It is their sanctuary, their cove, their home. Placemaking was an important goal in this work. The plaza where the 32-foot-long Mangrove Cove ceramic mural sits provides a place to sit, socialize, and enjoy each other's company at the entrance of the building. Materiality and texture are vital parts of the expression of this piece. Glass mosaic and ceramic tile that are hand-painted and glazed are used to create a texture as exuberant and complex as the natural world the piece celebrates. The play of light, the movement of water, and the gestural quality of the piece evokes natural processes, rhythm, movement, spontaneity, and expressiveness. I want to bring beauty to the residents' world and bring nature to their lives, and reference not just the person whom their building is named after, but also the neighborhood, Alapata, which is the seminal name for alligator. I use mangroves to portray the journey and the interconnectedness of Floridians. We all came from different places to make Miami our home, much like a mangrove seedling that washes up on a Florida sandbar and sets its roots. Like others before them, the Seminoles walked the grounds where this building stands. They had a trading post in the Miami River just south of this site, where they traded with the early settlers. In wave after wave, we come and we build community. I hope that my art helps people think about what was here before, what immigrant groups came here, and what kind of struggles they endured to get us to where we are. Understanding context allows us to go forward in a sensitive and proactive way. To expand without looking back is what's problematic. I hope that these mangrove murals I've created for Dante Fussell inspire us to move forward. They are part of a broader body of work that uses mangrove as a metaphor for community. The painted columns that hold up I-95 through downtown Miami also reference what was there before the concrete was poured. In 2004, hundreds of volunteers joined me in painting colorful mangrove seedlings and columns across four neighborhoods, a metaphoric reforesting and an invitation for locals to celebrate the cultural riches that made Miami. This participatory practice grew out of seeing art as a vehicle to communication. I organized collaborative murals to give voice to those at society's margins. Whether it was gang members in northern Philadelphia or street children in Bolivia, art became an instrument for problem solving. I've always wanted my art to be inclusive, so that I'm working with the viewer to help change attitudes. 10 years ago, in 2003, I started painting mangroves. Here in South Florida, the mangroves have given way to seawalls and development, but they remain important because they create an interface between land and water where marine life can take hold. Small fish find refuge from predators in their intricate roots, which also serve to protect the shoreline from erosion during hurricanes. In 2006, I initiated a project putting mangrove seedlings in plastic water-filled cups and hanging them in the windows of retail shops in South Beach, an area where they would still be growing if we hadn't destroyed their habitat. These vertical nurseries served not just to nurture the seedlings for future planting along Biscayne Bay, but also invited passerbys to join the reclamation project and participate in the reforestation. A year later, in 2007, as a recipient of the National Science Foundation and Artist and Writers Program, I used a moving ice sheet that blankets the South Pole as an instrument to mark time, juxtaposing important events in human history with events that occur in a broader geological time frame. There, I planted an ice replica of a mangrove seedling from Biscayne Bay. I planted it on the ice sheet. Embedded in the ice, the seedling will move 10 meters a year. In 150,000 years, it will arrive at the coastline and symbolically set its roots. My work reaffirms the notion that we are simply custodians of the planet who should learn to live in harmony with nature. Today, the biggest threat we face is a lack of connection to one another and to our natural world. We have the capacity to liberate ourselves from this alienation. Our early ancestors remained in balance with nature as they populated the planet. Through my art, I attempt to consciously restore that balance, to engage others in reclaiming Florida's fertile past is my goal here.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.